Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, it's Sunday evening, and I want to welcome you back to Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. You know, it's the hour that we can exercise the muscle of the mind, or it's an hour that we can kind of relax and allow really cool thought and interesting concepts to be talked about. You know, it's interesting how the generations have been. You know, each generation, I think I'd even go back to the baby boom generation and go from there, generation X, Y, what have you, and discuss, like, think about what has really impacted us. You know, the films, the TV, and advertising have become so impactful in the way that we think and the way we see the world. You know, the way that we basically take in stimulus is based upon how we kind of map this world that we're in, and because everybody has a different subconscious and we see things subconsciously different, it's interesting when a film or a TV show or an advertisement can kind of bring people together because they feel kind of the similar way about the same material, which is kind of interesting. So it's like, you know, I think it's interesting when we look at films, and the whole concept I've been kind of talking about is, I think I brought up Buddy several times, my miniature bull terrier. And he is the cutest little dog, and he's, you know, white with that little spot around his eye. And, you know, there's people that walk up to Buddy and I when we're taking a walk, and, you know, they'll say, oh my gosh, that's the Patton dog, that's General Patton's dog. And I remember the first time I heard that, I was kind of taken aback because I wasn't really sure. I thought maybe these people were major history buffs, you know, like they knew the kind of dog that General Patton had. I had no idea that there was a film that came out in April of 1970 that was written by Francis Ford Coppola that was titled Patton. And I think it got an 8 out of 10 score, and it was quite a good film. And so I had never seen that, and understanding that it's kind of an age thing. I mean, at a certain age, you might have seen that film. At other ages, you wouldn't have, you know, unless you were a big film buff and you happen to own the DVD or the VHS or what have you. You know, and then the next group of people that walk up are the ones that are always talking about how that's the Spuds McKenzie dog. Oh my gosh, that's the Budweiser dog. Oh my gosh. Does your dog drink beer? Does he like beer, huh? Does he like beer? You know, actually, my dog does like beer. He really does like beer. But the point is that unless you were a kid watching TV and sports with your mom or your dad, or you were mom and dad watching sports with the kids, you wouldn't know what Spuds McKenzie was. You wouldn't know about, you know, the beer dog. But then you have that third group, and I call them the youngsters. And usually they see my dog, and they yell, Mommy, 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 look, look, it's the Target dog, Mommy, look. And the kids all get to pet the dog. They ask their mom if they can pet the dog. And so it's like the Target dog. And if you think about it, it's interesting how we all define our space and time based on these three things. Really, film, TV, and advertising really impact the way that we see things, the way we deal with things, the way we intake things, and the way we see the world. So that's why tonight is dedicated to the films. The films that we watch, the films that impact us, the films that change our lives, and the films that we really love. And I think you could ask anybody, you know, what's your favorite film? And I'd have to tell you that probably 99.9% of those people will say, hey, here's one of my favorites, but I have a slew of other ones. I have three or four that are at the top five. And usually that's the response that I get. So tonight, luckily, Joe Patrica from AFI, American Film Institute and Conservatory, the Executive Vice Dean of AFI, will be on tonight to discuss film. He'll be discussing the societal and generational impact from film, as well as how things have changed in the past few years, and the films that inspire us and the films that impact our generations, and the change that's offered that allows for a different life, and also the films that offer different interpretations of what's happening in our daily lives. So that's going to be really interesting. And I think also we're going to be talking about favorite films and about kind of the way that the generations have changed as far as people going into college and the films that they're kind of mimicking in film school as well, and the things that really impacted them to become a filmmaker. Also, later on in the hour, we have Cynthia Smoot with Out and About with Cynthia. And, you know, it's really neat because you can take a lot of things from the show. You get a lot of different aspects. And with her, you get the aspect of what to do. Even if you think sometimes, man, there is nothing to do in Dallas, there is nothing to do. And, you know, sometimes I feel that way. But really and truly, that's not the case. So she's going to explain to us everything that's going on in Dallas later on in the hour. So stay tuned for that. But also, coming next Sunday, I don't want you to miss it. I'm going to actually have an interview with Val Kilmer next Sunday, and it's going to be a really neat interview. We're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff, his upcoming play, reasons for picking this and that, and basically what's been going on in his life for a while. I think that's going to be neat. So, you know, when we look at films, and when we really think about what films have impacted us and what films we love, you know, I would have to say that some of my favorite films, I don't know if anybody else would really truly like them, but I think some people would. I asked people on my Facebook today, and I had a lot of responses. About 30 of y'all responded about the idea of liking Adam Sandler films. Some of y'all obviously did, while some of you obviously do not. So I get you. There's a few of my favorite. I like the Billy Madison is a good one. I'm trying to think of the other one. Oh, there's another one that's really good too. But you know, after a certain part, as a lot of people have stated on my Facebook, there's a formula to it. Yes, he gets away with it, but sometimes it can seem very similar in nature to other films. You know, but I really want to open up the phone lines right now, and I'd like some people to call in and give me your perspective on your favorite films. What films have really impacted your life as a kid? 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-5543. And I kind of want to talk about, what are your favorite films as a kid? Maybe what were your favorite films or favorite film when you were in your mid to late teens, maybe almost early 20? And then if you got any sort of comedy or any sort of thought of comedy, because I know that comedy doesn't normally win awards. They don't win Academy Awards and what have you. But we're not asking for a slew of Academy Award films. We just want to know what your favorites are. You know, when I look at my favorites, you know, I would have to say that there's just so many, and it's always within a time and a place. But I think one of my resounding favorites is Field of Dreams. I really, I love that film. I think a lot of people do. I mean, if you build it, they will come. That whole idea is a grander concept than the film itself. I love Groundhog Day. That was pretty awesome, too. I think that when you, we've all been there before where we're doing the same thing and getting the same results. And unfortunately, you know what that's called? That's called insanity. Yeah, and that's the problem we have with that. So, you know, that's what it is. But, you know, in life, we have to kind of go outside of our shell, go outside of our things, and find what we love. And I think film really helps us, you know, really helps us kind of work things out in our life. So anyway, what I'd like to also talk about is the concept of the impactness on the film and the generation, as well as kind of what's happening, what's going on, and what they love to watch. So anyway, I'm thinking that we'd like to take a call right now, and I think you were having problems with a call in. Okay, Nathan, you're on live with Perspectives on how you doing tonight?
Hey, Ashley, it's Jason. Hi.
Hey, Nathan, how are you doing? Sorry, we were having a couple of technical difficulties.
Oh, not a problem. I've heard that you all were talking about movies, and I just wanted to call in. You know, I'm just in the car, and I thought, I just want to give credit to one of my favorite movies of all time.
Awesome. What is your favorite film of all time?
It's probably going to be Chariots of Fire, one of the small films from my youth, 1981, I believe.
So, Nathan, so tell me this. I can't really remember Chariots of Fire. I do remember a scene of a bunch of people running down a beach, I think. But why is that your favorite film?
Let's see. I was 6 years old and went to the movie, and I guess the commercials even had that wonderful Vangelis composer of the most memorable theme in movie history, and then just the running. It's the story of the 1924, I think, English Olympic running team.
Oh, that's cool.
And I was always ashamed to like all that classical music at 6 years old or 7 years old or so, but it stuck with me, and it won the Academy Award. So it was just one of my favorites. I think it was not to talk too much, but
no problem.
Dodie Fayed was the producer on that, which was Diana's
Princess Di's boyfriend, or was it her father or his father?
It was the fiance, yes.
Oh, yeah. That was an interesting relationship. Yeah, I mean, I love classical music. I still get razzed for going to the Yanni concert. So even at this age, I still get razzed about it. So I understand, especially as a young kid, getting razzed for the music. But music is something that really does make a film, you know? So let's jump ahead. Do you have a favorite film, unless that film went all your life, but do you have a favorite film that you really liked in your late teens, maybe your early 20s? I mean, something that was your favorite.
I would say Titanic is probably number two on my list. That came out later in life. Again, another Best Picture. Even though they're my favorite, I don't mean them to be Best Pictures, but the Academy Award. But Titanic from 97, James Cameron's film.
And so why Titanic? I mean, I've seen Titanic. I like Titanic, but tell me why it's one of your favorites.
I think it's one of the great mixes of history with a romance. I don't know if women, I'm not sure which group likes it more, women or men, but it was a wonderful romantic story, which was fictional, based on as accurate as a possibility of the shipwreck as a backdrop. And I saw it in 3D earlier this year, and it was absolutely amazing in 3D. And I think, of course, Celine Dion had a big hit in it, but the kind of the ghostly background music throughout that film is also spectacular.
Well, that's cool. And so real quick, let me ask you what, I know that you have all these great, you know, major award-winning shows as your favorites, and I understand that they probably truly are your favorites, but do you have a comedy that you love? Because I know comedy doesn't get really nominated and doesn't get any respect with the Academy, but do you have any comedies that are special favorite to you?
Let me dig a little.
I'm gonna put you on the spot right here. I'm putting you on the spot.
I know my favorites. For comedy, I'd probably say Better Off Dead. Let's go back to my youth in the 80s. I love Better Off Dead with John Cusack, and I think the guy that was Curtis Armstrong from Moonlighting and Revenge of the Nerds was in it. It's probably one of the great comedies of all time, to me, at least.
That's pretty awesome, and I haven't seen the film, but I think that's really cool. And thank you so much for calling in, and definitely loving your perspectives tonight, for sure.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for being a listener, and thanks so much for participating. You know, that was pretty cool. I mean, Nathan had some really good concepts and some great films that I think are cool. And you know what? All of us have our favorites and our special favorites, and they might be different from others, but we can definitely respect others' choices because we can understand why they choose it. And music does make such a big part. Music is really a huge part of film. So don't forget, when we come back, we're going to take a short break. We got Joe Patrica, Executive Vice Dean of AFI Conservatory, coming in to talk to us, as well as later on in the hour, we have Cynthia Smoot, and she will be telling us about where to go and what to do in Dallas this week. So stick around and keep it tuned to 570 AM or on iHeartRadio or on KLIF.com.
Have you ever wondered what a life coach is? You've heard the term, but what exactly is life coaching? Life coaching is a form of mentoring that takes the whole person into account. As a certified life coach, Ashley Burgess works to create a cohesive balance across the entire spectrum of her clients' lives. Ashley works with her clients to set and reach goals within all areas of their life. And by doing this, her clients experience success, happiness, and the life they've always dreamed of having. Finding success within all aspects of life is no easy task. It takes work and it takes practice. Live True Life Coaching is always at your own pace with proven results that last. Contact Live True Life Coaching at liveyourtruelife.org and fill out the form getting started. Live True Life Coaching. Start living your true life today. Start living your true life today at liveyourtruelife.org.